Coronavirus infections in the U.S. are rising at a faster rate than at any point during the pandemic, and Vermont has not been immune to the surge. While infection rates here are still among the lowest in the nation, active cases in the state have hit their highest point since spring. Earlier today, Governor Phil Scott announced a slate of new measures to slow the spread of the coronavirus here in Vermont, and VPR's Pete Hirschfeld is here to walk us through the details. Hey, Pete.
Hey, Henry.
So before we get to the announcements today, how worried is the Scott administration about this recent uptick in cases?
They're worried. The governor holds these COVID-19 media briefings every Tuesday and Friday, and it's provided almost a real-time barometer of where the administration thinks we're at in terms of COVID-19 suppression. And the warnings and admonitions we saw today were as severe as any I've seen over the course of the pandemic during these briefings. The virus is spreading like wildfire in the United States right now, and Vermont is approaching that baseline viral load that can lead to sudden and exponential increases in cases. Commissioner of Health Mark Levine had a sobering line today when he said, quote, "We are truly on a threshold." Mark Levine said that the decisions that we make as Vermonters right now, like literally right now, are going to determine what happens with COVID-19 in Vermont. And the clear message from Mark Levine and other health officials is that we're on the verge of losing our ability to contain this virus, and that if we don't change our behavior in really short order, this thing could get away from us in ways that are going to have devastating impacts on both public health and the economy.
Okay, so this is a really crucial time. What is the governor doing to address these concerns?
The governor has identified out-of-state travel and small indoor gatherings as two of the most pernicious contributors to these rising infection rates. Last week, we saw the governor issue guidance that limits indoor gatherings to 10 people or fewer. And today, the governor unveiled some new travel guidance that is intended to basically put a halt to out-of-staters coming to Vermont or Vermonters going out of state. Vermont, over the past several months, has had a policy that allowed people from certain counties in the Northeast to visit Vermont without having to self-quarantine. And it was designed to maintain at least a baseline of tourist traffic for the state's ailing hospitality industry. The governor, though, has put a temporary halt to that policy. And starting today, no one is going to be permitted to leave the state for non-essential travel or to visit here without undergoing a 14-day quarantine. Or you can also do 7 days of quarantine and get a negative test, and that would release you from quarantine. And the governor also announced that his administration has contracted with a Massachusetts-based company to expand testing in Vermont.
Okay, and so what's this new testing program, and how does that differ from what's already being done in the state?
So what this is going to do, according to Health Commissioner Mark Levine, is give Vermont a higher level of what he calls surveillance testing. And with surveillance testing, what you're doing is administering a high volume of tests to asymptomatic individuals to get a better grasp on the prevalence of the coronavirus in the general population. The state is contracting with a company called CIC Health. It's out of Massachusetts, and they're going to be offering testing to the general public at locations across Vermont. They're also going to be testing every teacher and staff member at every public school in Vermont on a monthly basis. Mark Levine says this is going to help the state identify the presence of the virus in certain pockets of the state well before we otherwise would have been able to detect it. And he says that this can serve as a sort of prophylactic against the outbreaks that we've seen so many of in Vermont over the past few weeks.
And just finally, Pete, I take it the testing of school staff is an effort to keep in-person learning going as much as possible. Is that right?
You know, I think it's fair to say that everything the state is doing right now as it relates to suppressing this virus is being done with perhaps the primary goal of retaining in-person learning. Governor Phil Scott has said that is sort of the red line that he does not want to cross again, does not want to shut down public schools. And everything that we're seeing in Vermont right now as it relates to the suppressing this virus is being done with a mind toward being able to keep kids in the classroom.
All right. That's Pete Hirschfeld. You can read all of VPR's coronavirus coverage at vpr.org. Pete, thanks so much.
Thank you, Henry.